I'll do my best, Zavala said. From what I understand, the idea is to cause a polar shift using electromagnetic transmissions beamed into the Earth's mantle, creating sympathetic vibrations in the inner core. You can compare these transmissions to sound waves. If you're in a hotel and you want to mask loud voices from the next room, you could turn on a fan and the vibrations would neutralize the racket. If you wanted to mask a higher tone, like a hairdryer, you would need a different set of frequencies. It's called white noise or white sound. You might hear it as a hiss or something like rustling leaves. This antidote is comparable, but it wouldn't work unless you had the exact frequencies. And do you think this woman, Carla Janos, knows about these frequencies? She may not know it, but the evidence seems to point that way, Austin said. Aside from the global implications, there is an innocent young woman here who could lose her life. Petrov's somber expression remained the same, but his eyes crinkled in amusement. That is one of the many reasons I like you, Austin. You are the embodiment of gallantry, a knight in shining armor. Thanks for the compliment, but we don't have much time, Petrov. They got in Petrov's car, which drove them to the water side of the airport and onto a wide, sagging dock. A boat about 60 feet long was tied up at the end of the dock. As Petrov escorted the two men up the gangway, Austin was glad to see that their luggage had appeared magically on the deck. They were traveling light, with one duffel bag apiece, and two bags that Austin asked to be given special attention. Petrov led the way to a compact stateroom and picked up a large envelope on the bunk. He extracted a number of photographs from the envelope and handed them to Austin, who held them close to the light streaming in through the portal. The photos showed various views of a long, grayish island with a donut-shaped mountain in the center of the landmass. Ivory Island? He said. The views were taken by satellite over the last several days. Petrov produced a small magnifying glass from his pocket. He pointed to an indentation in the south side of the island. This is the natural deep water harbor that the icebreaker, which supplies and transports the expedition, uses in coming and going. The ship dropped Carla Janos off here 2 days ago to join an expedition already in progress. What's the nature of this expedition? Science fiction. Some crazy Russians and Japanese hope to find DNA from a woolly mammoth that can be cloned into a live creature. Look, here on the other side of the island, where the permafrost had been eroded, there are natural inlets. Austin saw an elongated shape lying in a cove. A boat? Whoever owns it didn't want to be seen, or they would have come into the main harbor. I think the assassins have arrived. How soon can we get there? 10 hours. The boat will do 40 knots, but the distances here are vast, and we may be slowed by ice. We don't have that long. I agree. That's why I have made contingency plans. He glanced at his watch. In 45 minutes, a seaplane will arrive here from the mainland. After it refuels, it will take you and Zavala to a rendezvous with the icebreaker Kotelny, which is between Wrangel Island and the polar ice, a trip of about 3 hours by air. The icebreaker will transport you to Ivory Island. We will leave as soon as you do, and with any luck, we'll arrive sometime tomorrow. Austin reached out and gripped Petrov's hand. I can't thank you enough, Ivan.
I should be the one thanking you. Yesterday I was rotting in my Moscow office. Today, I am rushing to save a damsel in distress.